I'm Anjuli James Sawyers with JRS News for Wednesday, October 11. Coming up, Jamaica Constabulary Force uses geospatial data to improve operations. Parliament begins debate on bill to absolve national heroes of criminal liability, and Attorney General welcomes Building Practitioners Board. The news in detail after the break.
Get your heritage posters and publications now through to October 30 at the JIS. Spend over $1,500 and get a prize. Good while stocks last. We'll play our
part. Now the news. Minister of National Security Robert Montague has credited the use of geospatial data in improving the technological capabilities of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as it seeks to predict and prevent criminal activity. Mr. Montague says the JCF uses Geographic Information Systems, GIS, 3D mapping software in a range of platforms and applications. This, he says, helps the security forces to track criminal activity, plan operations, and implement traffic and border control, as well as to make geotagged reports, determine police patrol, and enable vehicle tracking.
In planning operations, they can be very careful how they plan operations and how they position the men and women who are on the front line. They can utilize this map in terms of treating with the hotspots, the amount of persons in there, and the distribution of the persons.
Mr. Montague was speaking Tuesday at the opening ceremony for the inaugural two-day Jamaica GIS User Conference at Jamaica Pegasus. The two-day conference was hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division, an agency of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange on Tuesday tabled a bill which seeks to absolve certain national heroes and other freedom fighters from criminal liability. Speaking in the House of Representatives, Minister Grange said the national heroes and other freedom fighters' absolution from criminal liability in respect of Specified Events Act of 2017 would serve to restore the dignity of national heroes such as George William Gordon and other revolutionaries who fought and suffered under an unjust system.
We, the generation that has taken up this task of absolving our forebears, are by this action complicit with them in their various campaigns and endeavors. This bill gives new life to these, our heroes and unsung heroes. This bill seeks to redress the wrongs and set the captives free.
Meanwhile, in her contribution to the debate, Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson said the passage of the bill would provide Jamaica with the moral grounds to seek absolution for the freedom fighters in countries such as the United States. Dr. Julius Garvey, son of national hero Marcus Garvey, was present in Parliament for the tabling of the bill. Attorney General Marlene Malahoe-Ford has welcomed the proposed establishment of a Building Practitioners Board as provided for in the Building Act now before the House of Representatives. The Building Practitioners Board will be responsible for defining and establishing categories of practice and determining the scope and nature of building work practitioners will be licensed to perform. The board will also issue licenses to building practitioners and determine qualifications, requirements, and other criteria.
Very often you hear that the authorities are not regulating and are not enforcing, and those who employ building practitioners are shortchanged at the end of the day. With the passing of this new law, we have a fresh opportunity to ensure that our buildings are up to standard and that persons who work in the construction industry will be provided an opportunity to be certified to a level where they can build safely and at the required standard.
Mrs. Malahoe-Ford was making her contribution to the debate on the Building Act in Parliament Tuesday. An extensive repair work is to be undertaken on the Kingsvale Police Station in Hanover as part of activities to mark Local Government and Community Development Month in November. Minister of Local Government Desmond McKenzie made the disclosure Tuesday during the launch of activities for the month-long observance.
There are a lot of community programs in it. A part of the team speaks about security. We are undertaking extensive repairs to the police station in Hanover. I would like to invite the country in general to engage us during the month. And there are going to be a number of town hall meetings right across the country.
Local Government and Community Development Month will be observed under the theme, Local Governance, the Pathway to Securing Better Communities. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.